No matter what you choose to put down your gullet, breakfast, we are told, is the most important meal of the day. Here at Word of Mouth, we value a good breakfast for other reasons. Just before starting an interview, we ask our guests to say their name and tell us what they ate for breakfast. It's kind of a sound recording convention used to make sure that voice levels are registering properly, and it also gives us a little insight into the morning routines of some pretty interesting people.
Hi, my name's Bill Ayers. I am a retired professor from the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I haven't had breakfast yet.
It's not good for you, Bill.
I know, I hear you.
I had cereal.
I had a bowl of cereal.
Toast, butter and toast, and 2 cups of coffee.
I had 3 cups of coffee for breakfast.
Holy cow.
Tea for two, and two for tea. Me for you, and you for me. Chocolate, cheddar, scone.
You guys have got to come up with a better question than that. You know, either that or I need to start eating more interesting breakfast.
Bill Maher, and I had a shake.
What kind of shake?
Oh, well, probably hard to describe it, but lots of healthy things.
I am mid-breakfast peeling my 2 hard-boiled eggs.
So far today, I've had a Diet Coke and about 5 cigarettes.
Espresso, which is something I cannot renounce.
I had a Plowman's sandwich for breakfast in a car.
Mr. Herzog, tell me what you had for breakfast. I just want to keep getting a better listen.
I had some espresso and a cookie.
Me have a soft boiled cookie with a glass of cookie juice on the side.
A lot happens behind the scenes when making Word of Mouth, whether it's tracking down thought-provoking topics, asking questions that open new perspectives on sometimes well-worn subjects, or making sure we get the best possible sound from our guests. We try our best to create radio that satisfies your sense of curiosity and wonder at the world. And like a good breakfast, your support keeps us going all day long. But we have to refill that tank day by day by day. And that's why your sustaining gift to NHPR right now will help make sure that word of mouth comes to you loud and clear.